Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Thursday, let's make it the 12th of November. It is now 58. We got quite a few sunbeams out there and a few clouds as well. Well, fortunately, we didn't get the big Stormageddon that had been forecast yesterday afternoon and evening. We picked up a total of 0.07 of an inch of rain here at the studios of WFIW. Most of that heavy weather stayed well off to our north. We do have another chance of rain in our forecast, especially Monday, and I'll tell you more about that following this edition of the news. A Carmi truck driver was injured this morning when the semi he was driving ran off a rural White County road near Carmi and overturned. Joshua K. Cronin, 30 of Carmi, was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Evansville following the 6:57 a.m. crash. According to Illinois State Police, Cronin was driving a 2004 Sterling brand truck tractor loaded with soybeans when he missed a curve on White County Road 1380 North at 1450 East. The truck overturned, spilling a portion of its load of beans. At this time, charges are pending as the Illinois State Police investigate that accident. Authorities were assisted at the scene by the Carmi Fire Department, the White County Sheriff's Department, and the White County Ambulance Service. WFIW News, time 12:16.
The leaves have turned, the grass is brown. Now's the time to come to town to find that new range for the cooking season. Oh my, what could be the reason for putting it off any longer than need? Because it will soon be time to feed. At Gale Sales and Service, we'll help you decide what best fits your needs for this holiday ride. Refrigerators, microwaves, freezers, and more, you'll find them all here at our store. Come hither, come yon to check out our prices. We're sure that you can find a price that suffices. We haven't seen some of you for quite a while, so we'll be waiting to see your sweet smiles. Come see us at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Sisti Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great tasting entrees and delicious side dishes too that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisti Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisti Key Market on the square in Sisti appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
Fairfield City Police are asking help from the public in identifying a suspicious individual said to be going door-to-door asking people to participate in a survey. Suspect, described only as a black male, was last seen driving a gray van with a sign Human Services on the side of that van. Fairfield City Police say the individual may have a completely legitimate reason for calling on local residents. They say, though, he has not registered at City Hall as required under the city's peddling ordinance. So if you spot this individual, again, it's a gray van with Human Services written on the side, you're asked to call the city police department so they can check him out and confirm that this individual does have a legitimate reason for calling on homeowners. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 22-year-old Devin Chade Britton of Evansville, Indiana, on a charge of driving on a suspended license. Carmi City Police pulled Britton's vehicle over for speeding and discovered his license was suspended. A passenger in the vehicle, Ashley L. McCleave, age 27 of Evansville, was arrested for being in possession of a controlled substance. Both were booked at the City County Jail in Carmi pending the posting of bond. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's mammography machine is being upgraded to the latest technology enhancements with the purchase of a Hologic mammography machine with 3D capabilities. The machine gives doctors the ability to examine a woman's breast tissue one layer at a time. This new technology reduces callbacks by up to 40% and increases cancer detection. It also offers women in the community a more accurate, clinically proven breast cancer screening technology. The upgrade to the new 3D mammography system is expected to be in operation by the 16th of December. Hospital officials say there will be an interruption of mammography services from November 22nd until 12 noon on December the 16th. Patients will be scheduled for mammograms with the new 3D mammography starting at 12 noon on the 16th of December. The Diagnostic Imaging Department can be reached at 847-8249 for those needing assistance during the interruption of service. Well, the second annual Josh Gray Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament was held this past Saturday in Grayville. 16 teams participated in the event held in the upstairs of the American Legion in Grayville. Now, all the money raised at the tournament will be awarded to local high school students in the form of scholarships. The tournament is held in honor of Josh Gray, who is a Grayville native. He was killed in a traffic accident in 2013. Now, Chris Schaefer of Carmi and Mike Miles of Boonville, Indiana, won the tournament. Schaefer and Miles also won the first tournament held last year. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has the major brand of tires that you're looking for. Mastercraft Tires now have a $60 mail-in rebate, and the Nexen brand has free road hazard and roadside assistance for the life of the tire. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Well, every month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. For the month of October, Carla Dunahay, PTA, who's been with Fairfield Memorial Hospital for 17 years, was named Employee of the Month. Congratulations to Carla. Well, the weather cooperated and a nice crowd was on hand for the annual Fairfield Veterans Day observance at the Veterans Section of Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield Wednesday. The featured speaker this year was Command Sergeant Major retired Larry E. Reaver. The Master of Ceremonies was Elmer McDuffie, Quartermaster of the Fairfield VFW Post 4535. The opening and closing prayer was provided by Carol Dozier, Chaplain of the local VFW Post. VFW Commander Jim Bean and American Legion Post 176 Commander Bert Engelkus laid a wreath at the Monument of the Unknown Service Person. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Senior Enrichment will host its annual Antique Angel Tree Program for senior citizens in need. Nominees should be 65 or older, live in Hamilton or White counties, and meet one or more of the following criteria. Live on a limited income, have recently suffered the loss of a loved one, does not have family close for the holidays, or has seemed sad lately. To nominate a senior citizen in need, visit hmhospital.org and click the Senior Enrichment tab to download the form. Forms are also available by visiting Hamilton Memorial Hospital Senior Enrichment at 303 West Randolph Street in McLeansboro. The Sisney High School senior class is sponsoring a big Country Roads Fish Fry tomorrow, Friday, from 4 until 7, and that'll be in the Sisney High School Gymnasium. Now, the fish fry is an all-you-can-eat buffet with carryouts available. The menu will feature fried fish, chicken strips, mini shrimp, and sides. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for kids 4 to 12. Kids 3 and under eat free. Tickets are available from any Sisney High School senior or can be purchased at the door Friday evening. Again, that's 4 till 7 p.m. Well, the folks at the Mount Airy Ruritan have announced their upcoming farm machinery consignment sale. It'll be on Martin Luther King birthday, January the 18th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Mount Airy Ruritan Club building and grounds in Mount Airy. The consignment sale will include all types of farm machinery and farm equipment, ATVs, trucks, trailer combines, livestock equipment, and other miscellaneous items. No tires will be accepted for sale. Consigned items must be received no later than December the 20th so they can be listed on the sale bill. Here are the consignment rates. Are $500 and up, 5% with a maximum of $250 and a minimum of $50. For consignments under $500, the rate is simply 20%. Sale manager is Steve Bass. You can give him a call at 838-8398, and food will be served by the Mount Airy Ruritan Club. So mark your calendar, January 18th, 9 a.m., the annual Mount Airy Ruritan Farm Machinery Consignment Sale. Big doings over in Albion tomorrow, and that will be the retirement reception to honor Edwards County Circuit Clerk Patsy Taylor. She's been in that job for about 40 years. The retirement reception will run from 2 to 4 tomorrow afternoon at the Edwards County Courthouse. Fairfield Water Department will be wrapping up their hydrant flushing work tomorrow. Friday, city workers will be flushing all the hydrants in the outlying areas. While the lines are being flushed in your area, you could experience a dip in water pressure or some temporarily discolored water. The Water Department encourages you to check for discolored water before doing any laundry. It is time now to check the latest price of crude oil. Of course, that would be brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.50 per barrel, and today they're paying $35.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow Jones Industrials down 161.88 points at 17,540. The NASDAQ's down 19.4 at 5,047. The Standard & Poor down 14.55 points at 2,060. In local and area deaths, 19-year-old Mount Airy resident Tristan Wayne Atterbury died Tuesday at the Siteman Cancer Center on the campus of Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. He was a future farmer, worked on the Atterbury Farms, and was a 2014 graduate of Sisney High School and was a member of the Sisney High School FFA. Survivors include his mother, Christy Atterbury, and significant other, Seth Ricker Devalney, his father, Jason Atterbury of Mount Airy, a sister, Kenna Atterbury of Alney, grandparents, Gary and Sharon Atterbury of Mount Airy, Carl and Robin Waddles of Clay City, and Tom and Debbie Watson of Texas, an uncle, Darren, and wife, Christina Atterbury of Mount Airy, and cousins, Austin, Dustin, and Amber, and a number of friends and family members. A celebration of life service for Tristan Atterbury will be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the home of Jason and Tristan Atterbury at Mount Airy, burial in Scott Cemetery. Visitation, 10 a.m. till the time of service at the family home. Memorials may be made to the Tristan Atterbury Scholarship Fund and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 92-year-old former McLeansboro resident Willa Eleanor Moore died at 2:20 Sunday morning at Centerville Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Centerville, Iowa. Survivors include three sons, Andy Moore of Moravia, Iowa, Martin T. Moore of Mansfield, Texas, and Kenneth Moore of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Four grandchildren, Jeff Moore of Centerville, Iowa, Jason Moore of Moravia, Iowa, Derek Moore of Dallas, Texas, and Whitney Moore of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Also three great-grandchildren, Kelsey, Caitlin, and Cale Moore, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Willa Eleanor Moore will be 1 o'clock Saturday at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. There will be no visitation, so those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. 41-year-old McLeansboro resident David Leslie Les Bones Wilson, Jr. died Saturday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was an over-the-road trucker and employed by Allen Trucking in McLeansboro. Survivors include a daughter, Victoria Justice Wilson of Oakland, Illinois, his father, David Leslie Wilson, Sr., stepmother, Minnie Morales Wilson of McLeansboro, his maternal grandmother, Norma Jean Peters of Flora, paternal grandmother, Eunice Terry of McLeansboro, paternal grandfather, Willard Dale Wilson of El Dorado, a brother, Sam Wilson and companion, Olivia, and a nephew, Ethan Maddox Wilson of McLeansboro. Funeral services for David Leslie Wilson, Jr., it'll be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial, 3 p.m. Saturday at Elmwood Cemetery in Flora. Visitation will be 5 till 8 Friday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to a college fund for David's daughter, Victoria, and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Carol Barbary, 90 of Fairfield, will be 1 o'clock Saturday at the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield with burial in Richland Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. A celebration of life service for Gene Goble, 87 of West Salem, will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem With burial in the church cemetery, visitation will be 5 to 7 Friday evening at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the West Salem American Legion McCormick Post 658 or Richland Memorial Hospital ICU Medical Surgical Units and will be accepted at the church. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 12:30.
What's cooking at Kincaid's? Fall outdoor cooking supplies, that's what. Quality outdoor patio stoves with 16 by 16 cooking surfaces and a wide range of flame control. This patio stove is designed for strength, function, and safety. And so is a 10-quart deep fryer with a basket. Prepare chili, chowder, deep fry, and more. Cooking outdoors is fun and easy when you visit the aisle entirely dedicated to outdoor cooking at Kincaid's in Fairfield. You won't find steel chainsaws in a big box store, but you will find steel chainsaws at your independent steel chainsaw dealer, Kincaid's in Fairfield. You can count on Kincaid's to give you a product demonstration, straight talk and genuine advice, and to offer expert on-site service, and to stand behind the products they carry. You won't buy a steel chainsaw in a box, not even a big box. They come fully assembled at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Becoming sunny this afternoon, high around 58. Clear tonight, chilly down to 37. Sunny Friday and Saturday, high of 54 Friday, 57 Saturday. Sunny Sunday, 61 the high. Then showers likely Monday, high of 57. And showers possible Tuesday, 63. Got up to 69 for the high yesterday, 47 our low this morning. Picked up 0.7 of an inch of rain yesterday and early this morning total. And at 12:32 this afternoon, it's 58. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.